captains welcoming you aboard Boistra.
We request that all mobile phones and other electronic devices be turned on.
We've been sent here to kick ass and kill toxic masculinity, and we're fresh out of asses.
I'm Cornerstore Poppy.
I'm David Marcus.
I'm Lyle Amalio.
Every week we bring you a discussion on different topics.
So sit back, relax, and take flight.
Boys trip.
Had a great weekend, man.
Yeah.
Had an amazing weekend, you know what I'm
saying? What happened?
What did you do?
What did I do this weekend? Was there a festival this weekend, right?
Was there a festival?
I don't know. I'm just ecstatic to be alive right now. Let me just say that. Okay?
What a time.
I mean, we were group texting all weekend.
We were boys tripping this.
Yeah, boys trip.
I think I might have been boo loving, yo.
Yeah.
I think so.
Were you boo loving at a festival?
There were festivities.
Yeah. Yeah. You created your own festivities.
What does that mean?
Know what you're getting at?
I mean, there were indoor and outdoor festivities.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
You know, but
all terrain.
All terrain, all purpose, ATVs. You know what I mean?
I was boo loving.
Boot up? You was boot up?
I was in Ecuador, man. I went Thursday night, came back Monday. It was good, man. Yo, it's the third time I went to Ecuador this year, so like it's like going to Philly to me now. Like I don't even feel like a tourist no more.
So like, you know, like the hot spots and everything in Ecuador now. Like when you get there, you're like, yo, we gotta go here, like we gotta go there.
Yeah,
like,
I know my way around Quito, you know.
Yeah. Cultured.
Yeah.
Cultured.
I don't go to no tourist destinations no more. I just hang.
Chilling. That's dope,
just,
man.
Just chill, yeah.
You fit in just perfectly.
Had the boys trip out with Kiko.
But my Spanish is trash, so I got to work on that.
Yeah.
I changed my phone to Spanish, like as the language. So like all my Facebook interactions, everything that happens in the phone world,
yeah,
I get to see it in Spanish.
Oh, like even while you're here?
Even while I'm here.
Oh,
but
okay.
The thing is, only thing it messes up Twitter, because I'm like, oh, Kawhi Leonard got traded. And I go on Twitter, and it shows me all the Spanish tweets first. And I'm like, damn.
Do they care?
Huh?
Like, are they as interactive about Kawhi Leonard getting traded?
No, it is way, I mean, 90% of the, probably 95% of the tweets, or 90% probably are in English.
About, yeah, yeah, yeah. About but you're NBA. Just getting the translation.
But then there's all these French speaking and Spanish speaking fans,
okay.
too.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Who interact. They even have pages for NBA teams, like, the French fans have a page, Spanish-speaking fans have a page,
okay.
and they interact. But when I'm on Twitter now, like, I'm just trying to read the news. And it's, you know, so that's a little difficult. But that'll help me learn, too. So just trying to, you know, you can immerse yourself. 2018, you can.
2018, we're immersing ourselves in the culture.
Gotta immerse.
Yo, I the Spanish learning moved faster with me from, you know, living in Panama. But also cartoons, yo. I was watching Naruto in Spanish, and then Luz Clarita. I was watching Mujeres Asesinas, the Lady Killers, yo. And this shit is all like.
It's a cartoon?
Nah, that was a drama. Yeah.
Okay,
so I watched Naruto, this cartoon, and then I watched the drama Mujeres Asesinas, which was about women who would kill their men and shit. And it was based on true stories. So it's just like mad dramatic, too.
Yeah.
So that's good, too. So like. Mm-hmm. The dramatic mannerisms helps you pick up on the language. And for your comprehension, you start picking it up by watching the stories,
yeah.
you know?
So are you fluent in Spanish?
I wouldn't say I'm fluent, but I'm conversational.
Yeah.
I get around.
Oh, yeah. Boys Trip. The original Boys Trip in Mexico, man. He kicked it off. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He was speaking Spanish to everybody. He has Spanish. Yeah. For sure.
I can communicate, you know what I'm saying? I'm at Panama, so we're in Mexico, it's a little different, you know what I'm saying? Every dialect's a little different. It's like talking to Cat from Atlanta versus Milwaukee versus Texas versus Cali versus New York versus, you know, Baltimore, whatever. So
facts, my guy.
Yeah.
But the boys trip Mexico was beautiful. It was an amazing trip. That kicked it off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like this is the boys trip, you know. This is the boys trip, you know. I'm Lyle Malau.
I'm David Marcus.
Corner Store Poppy.
You know what I mean? And we got Bishop out in Brazil.
Bishop couldn't be here with us today, but he'll be regular.
You know, and then we have the hidden hand, Hannibal, you know what I mean? You know, he's our Casey Jones of the boys trip. And it was great. We flew into Cancun, but we're like, you know what? Everyone goes to Cancun.
Yeah, it's a tourist
Let's
spot.
Let's do something else. We went 50 miles north. There's an island called Holbox. That's where we put in camp, right?
Yeah.
So, stayed there for a couple days. And like, yo, it's just a beautiful, beautiful place, beautiful island.
Yeah. Very small island, but beautiful. Like, most pristine beaches that I've seen. Like,
yeah, it
that
just,
was crazy.
The sand was white. They had sea turtles there too, but we didn't see them.
Oh, yeah.
And they right. had a thing where you could go whale watching. With the not whale no, watching.
No, the whale sharks.
Whale sharks. You could swim with the whale sharks. Oh, and wow, I wanted okay. to do that for the video. I was like, yo, no rapper shot a video swimming with whale sharks. But we were like, we don't know how that shit will go.
Yo. Yeah, that can
and
go
it
left.
Was, and it was $100 a piece, which...
$100 to possibly I mean, die?
Yeah.
So you have to pay money to possibly die.
Exactly. Okay. You have to spend money and take a risk.
Got so, it.
And then you know. We didn't know how far the camera will be able to see under that dark water.
Yeah.
Over there. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
They take you out to the deep water.
Deep. Like, we can see through the shallow water. You could walk out, what would you say? You probably walk out half a mile.
You could walk out pretty far. It's
and
real then, shallow.
And like, that joint still be up to your, like, knees.
A half a mile. Wow. Okay.
Like, you see straight out. Then there were parts with dips and little islands, and we went to one of them. I freaking stepped on a stingray. That shit was...
Yeah.
I just thought about Steve Irwin, yo.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask. I'm glad it wasn't fatal. Like, that could have been bad.
It just dipped off on me.
Yeah.
Speaking of dipping off and a plug walk, remember, you know, I was out, we were out in Mexico, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and this dude tried to dip on the kid. You know, I was trying to smoke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So this dude's like, yeah, I got you. And he's like, I'll be right back with your change. This cat walked way.
Me and Hannibal, we just chilling. We had some drinks. We were pretty messed up that day. We had some drinks. And then Lyle just disappeared searching
he
for
off.
His.
Yo, you hit the plug, ran off on me, man.
He was like this gringo over here.
He's like, yeah, I got him. I said, nah, yo. I ain't who let the dogs out, my friend. Hey, cool runnings.
So, like, what was, like, your living conditions while you, like, where'd you stay?
We Airbnb'd it.
Yeah.
We had it was pretty much a giant studio with a whole bunch of beds in it. It was a real nice little house. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Everywhere we went, we Airbnb'd it. The first night in Cancun, then on the island Hobosh, and then we went over to Merida for a few days, and we Airbnb'd it there. Cheap,
amazing.
Real cheap.
It was, yo, we had a jacuzzi.
Yeah, we had a pool in the back. And we all went, you know, boys trip. We all boys went trip. Swimming at the same time in our little jacuzzi.
Three dudes in one jacuzzi.
You got to kill the toxic masculinity.
Killing the toxic 2018. Masculinity. Having mad fun, though, yo.
Yeah.
No having mad fun. I just posted a joint. I locked both of them out, Dave and Hannibal.
Oh, yeah.
We're just having fun, yo. That whole trip was just about having fun, and, like, it was great. It was amazing. It was amazing.
So it sounds like you're planning another boys trip. That's what that sounds like. Like, before you got here, me and Dave were talking, maybe we should go to Toronto.
Oh.
That might be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad things.
Yeah.
It's a lot of bad things.
In case we, you know, we get in our feelings and, you know, it's, you know, we're feeling like scorpions, just head up to the six real quick.
Just thank me later. You know what I mean? Just thank me later.
Yeah. Or you can thank me now, you know, for that.
That's the best I ever had.
Yeah. Feeling fancy.
Be nice for what to these niggas. Kiki, do you love me? I love you. The first boy trip, we went to Merida, Mexico, too.
Yeah.
Saw all those ruins, Maya Pine. Like,
we jumped, yeah.
Jumped into cenotes.
Caves. Yeah, yeah. Cenotes,
jumped in
caves. They're caves, but with water at the bottom.
Right.
So.
That sounds like some scary shit, but.
And it's deep. Word. And there's no one to save you. You're just kind of out there with your cab driver or whoever.
The like, cab driver taking you to the caves to
no
cave dive.
Yeah,
the cab driver jumped in this shit with us.
Oh, word.
He taught us how to jump in. He was like, nah, you got to put your hands on your side. It's like 100 feet.
He was with
you. Shower man Jorge, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, Jorge was, yeah.
You know what I mean? Going to the club that night. Yo, so like in Merida too, went to a club, you know what I'm saying? I freaking performed. You know what I mean? Dave was over there getting his Mac on.
Yeah. back then.
I don't. I spoke even less Spanish back then. Like, but
yo, just say you see everything.
You get a few beers.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I knew how to say "qué onda, güey." Like "qué onda, güey." But like you get played sometimes. You walk up to a woman, you're like, "Hey, qué onda, güey," and she's like, "Hola." Like, damn. You know, it's like
as I say, "Yo, what's good, ma?" She'd so be like, "Hi, hello, hello.
How do you do?
How do you do?" Goodness, but I was performing, yo, and that was one of my proudest moments.
Yeah.
I was in Mexico smoking a Cuban cigar,
nice,
saying "fuck Trump" with a group full of Mexicans. I let everyone know. I say, "I'm from the U.S., but you know what? Fuck Trump." And yeah. He's like, "Yeah,
we got video of it." Everyone like, "Fuck Donald Trump." Like,
yo, Underground Railroad video is the time we had in Merida. Glorious Galleries video is the time we had in Hobosh. You know what I'm saying? That documents the first boys trip, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that second boys trip was Guadalupe a few months later in November.
Right. That's right. And, yo, computer crashed, you know what I'm saying? Dry season's coming. Shit, still.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to dry season.
Yo, same.
It's very arid, and it's very wet and plentiful. You know what I'm saying? We got the desert, and we got the dessert. We've got scarcity, and we've got abundance. You understand? We've got lotion, and we've got the commotion, you know what I'm saying?
You know, somebody was basically hinted that we need to have a boys trip mixtape.
That would be
because
killing toxic masculinity.
People
right?
People thought that it was a project.
Yeah.
A project of you, especially your fans. They were like, "Oh, boys trip can't wait for the new project."
Right.
And they were like getting hyped up about it.
So
I know it was Raheed. Raheed, that's who.
It was someone else. Unless he changed his name, but anyway, I was like, there are two rappers on the podcast, so.
Again, I'm not a rapper, but, you know.
Yeah, neither am I.
If you want to include me in the mixtape, I'd be more than happy to make some.
I can add
some words rhyme.
Or just give a message or say some wild, you know, like you'd be Freaky Zeke at a crew.
Word. I'll be like Common's dad.
Yep.
I just come in at the end and just go on a rant about, you know.
There you go.
You know, when you're traveling and they don't have the right plugs, it's like, I need an adapter. You know what I'm saying? You know how slow the new adapters be.